Welcome to a special edition of the RSL show where we have no itinerary. We're not going to pull up notes. We're just going to freestyle, talk about the MLS Cup.
Yeah.
The MLS World Cup, as somebody said on Twitter.
The MLS World Cup.
And
Someone said that on Twitter, for real?
Yeah, like it was like a journalist on
someone
TV.
Someone important?
It was a TV channel.
Was it the same dude that asked Kellen Acosta about
probably
Philly?
No, yeah. But I think it was an Austin. I think it was an Austin TV station. I think I know what you're talking about.
Yeah.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah. The MLS World Cup. Idiots, dude.
Bruh.
Yeah. Bruh.
The World Cup is one of the biggest sporting events. Like, even if you're not a soccer fan, you know what the World Cup is.
Yeah.
It's not an MLS thing.
Yeah.
But, hey, I digress.
Yeah.
Not everyone's into soccer. It's fine.
You know what really bugged me was the World Cup. Was it like 2010 or 14? One of those. People were like, this is like Hogwarts, or it's like Harry Potter.
What?
Yeah.
You got to tell me more about this.
Did you ever read Harry Potter, fourth book?
Oh, yeah, I read all of Harry Potter.
When they do
the Goblet of Fire?
Well, they do
the tournament thing?
It's the Quidditch World Cup.
Oh, okay.
And so in the book, they're describing all of the countries that come and play. They're wearing scarves. They're like posting up tents. And so then when the real World Cup happened, people were like, this is just like Harry Potter.
I don't be reading books like that.
Yeah. You don't read any books. Shut up.
Do you even know how to read, Isaac?
All right.
I think I was too young to remember.
Isaac's
that.
Just getting roasted all the time. All right. Okay. Andy Munoz. That's me.
Yes. You got Isaac over here. What's up?
Oh,
Munoz.
He spoke, dude.
Yeah.
He spoke.
Said it with his chest this time.
Josh over here.
And
Alex Napolis.
What's up, dude?
What's up, guys?
What's going on in your life, Alex?
Oh, it's been pretty good, man. I think since last time we talked, I called soccer games for college. Over at Solid Community College, and then things kind of just like
nothing.
Out. Yeah,
the well's dry.
Season's over, you know.
Yeah,
season's over. I'm going to Eugene this weekend, though. Eugene, Oregon,
for
the Utah football, for Utah nice. Oregon game. Stoked for that.
Dope. To watch it.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we got tickets.
That's so Aren't weird.
You fancy
going on a plane for the first time in my life.
You've never been on an airplane.
Never been on an airplane.
Oh my!
And now I'm getting on one. I'm excited.
Let's just end this, dude. Podcast over. Look at your face, dude. You got to remember, he's a young kid.
Not that young.
Yeah.
<He's> not six. Yeah.
I figured for my 23rd birthday.
All right, hang on. Isaac, I know you're all up in the mic, but if you're going to laugh, just lower the mic, bro.
Dude, this guy's such a rookie. He's like going to be a perpetual rookie.
I don't know how to podcast. I'm sorry.
Yeah. That's cool, dude. First airplane ride.
Oh, yeah.
You excited?
Now that I'm 23.
Okay,
I've gotten older since our last episode.
Yeah.
So I was like, you know what? I'm going to get
Wait, you had
plane.
A birthday?
I did, yeah.
Oh, yeah, that's right, yeah.
We posted that really weird, like, Elton
Photo?
John picture of him.
Yeah, I had, like, the weird glasses on.
You're 23?
23.
Who's gonna say the joke?
I told you I'd be older, but I would work on it, and I did.
Yeah. You're not going to... No Blink-182 reference this time, Josh?
Not this time.
All right.
I'm trying to hold off on the dad jokes today.
Yeah. Good for you, dude. Airplane.
Yeah,
way to make it to 22.
Bro, you're going to be sweating and like holding on to the little seat things.
Dude, when they land, it like does that little bounce. He's going to just be like, what the?
Also, you're flying in like the winter, so there's definitely going to be turbulence around the mountains.
For sure.
Probably.
Yeah.
I'm excited.
Yeah. Just say prayers.
Yeah.
And just be right with God.
Don't watch the engine and wing as you fly.
And wipe your hard drive in case you die.
All right.
You'll be fine, dude.
Yeah, I'll keep that in mind.
Dude, first airplane ride.
Dude,
wait.
Flying into Eugene?
No. Wait. Who's the airline?
Allegiant.
Oh. You dead, dude.
All right. Hey, we are... We need a new intern. If anyone knows no, I'm kidding. Allegiant?
Well, out of Provo.
I'm flying out of Provo because it was super cheap.
He's pretty sure.
Dude, the Allegiant's like going to dental school to get your like teeth worked on.
Hey,
you...
It was cheap. It was cheap.
Yeah, how much do you value your life, bro? You like $112 value your life round trip. Dude, listen. I've flown
Cessna, dude. Like a three-person Cessna. Faster to drive.
They're gonna like have you like throw out some pairs of jeans, you know, out of your suitcase to make sure you guys aren't weighed down, bogged down.
Dude, that's a I'm going to tell you right now, that's a bold move for flying your first time, Doug. Bold move.
R.I.P., yeah. Bro. Now you're fine. We're just messing with you, but honestly.
Yeah, honestly, it's a bold move.
A little scary. Dude,
I would consider, I would really want to fly somewhere to fly Allegiant. And people swear by it, but like.
Yeah.
Do they even have mechanics, bro?
Bro, I didn't even know. I didn't even know Provo had an airport till like 6 months ago.
Yeah.
When
yeah.
somebody was like, "Oh yeah, I flew into Provo." What?
I think the Allegiant flies to like Cabo and stuff.
Really?
I think so.
Huh.
After they get a running start on the runway.
That's dude. The yeah, dude. That's the dude. All of the pilots that fly into there, they did like their airline school online.
No, they're still in school. They're the interns.
Yeah, dude. University of Phoenix.
If they survive like 10 flights out of Allegiant, they can work for Delta.
Yeah. Nice, man. We're just messing with you. You'll be fine.
No, I'm not. Yeah.
Dang, bro. When do you fly out?
I fly out Friday.
Well, it's been nice in the
morning. What time? What time? Morning or evening?
8 a.m.
Will you send the group your flight number so we can track you?
Yeah, yeah. I got
see
you
if
guys.
You crash.
Yeah,
you'll be fine, bro.
You'll be the first person I call if I crash.
Dude, you'll be dead, like, so you'll be calling anyone.
Dude, the sketchiest airline. What's the sketchiest airline that I've been? I've been on a Spirit, dude.
Spirit's pretty bad.
Spirit's bad, bro.
But it's still like Spirit is like flying Emirates Airlines compared to Allegiant, dude.
Yeah. You're fine. Stop sweating, bro. We're just messing with you.
Yeah, it's great flying in retired planes.
Dang, bro. If you make it off the runway, yeah.
I think the sketchiest plane I've been on was outside of like a little one engine, like around the valley thing, was like Frontier, dude. I swear those seats were made out of like lawn chairs.
Yeah. Yeah.
Stadium
seats. It's scary, dude. Man. Like even Delta out of St. George was like
dude,
crazy,
Delta
bro.
Flying into any small place and you have to like walk out onto the tarmac to get on the airplane.
Yeah,
like,
they're
oh,
the old
Lord,
airplanes from like the 70s, 80s. Dude, they're so bad. But no, Allegiant's going to be good, man. It's a good experience. Okay. What about you? Are you Spirit? Isaac, the crappiest airline?
Frontier, when I went to Colorado, was pretty bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Dude, he flies a lot. He goes on a lot of trips. You go on a lot of trips.
I do go on a lot of trips.
Like, and I never know. It's just like, oh, where's Isaac? He's like, oh, he's in Boston. Like, what? He doesn't tell anybody.
I mean, when you're young, dude.
Yeah.
Yep.
Yeah.
I mean, you're really not that young anymore, though. You are getting old.
Don't say that.
And he doesn't have a job. Jobless.
Jobless old man.
That's crazy, bro.
Retired.
Looking like Eddie
Guerrero. Retired.
Yeah. I called him the other day, dude. We had a heart-to-heart for an hour. I'm like, what are you doing? All right. Anyways. Soccer. So, MLS Cup. Major League Soccer Cup.
Yep.
Hell of a game. Really fun game to watch. Union versus LAFC. And first off, let me just say that everybody in this room was wrong on the result. Except for me.
I feel like the only reason we were recording is so you can come over here and be like, you guys were wrong.
Yeah, of course.
I don't care that I'm wrong, dude. Honestly,
this whole podcast is to stroke my ego.
It's just an ego boost.
I wanted LAFC to lose, but I didn't really care at the end of the day either.
Yeah.
I just wanted everyone to have fun.
So, no one here likes LAFC, really.
I mean, if RSL is not in it, I want the East to win.
So, let me ask you a question. Everybody hates, well, a lot of people that we know dislike the fact that LAFC won. But
no, I'm
why?
Fine with it. I'm totally fine with it, honestly.
But what's one thing that bugs you about LAFC winning the cup?
Gareth Bale came off the bench. Like, just the fact that they can do that, like, makes me want to vomit in my mouth.
They just have cheat codes.
Right. They're over, like, it's not even cheat codes. Like, it's just jealousy at this point.
Yeah.
Money.
Yeah.
Right. Like, I want to see that for us.
And it's funny because you go to RSL Twitter and people have everything to say about, you know, salary and caps and all these things and people are waiting for the MLS Cup to end so they could put their RSL spin on it. Right. You know what I mean? Like, see what happens when you spend more money.
But honestly,
yeah,
right? RSL wasn't far off a lot of these teams had they had an actual accompaniment or whatever that word is of designated players, right?
Yeah.
If they went and spent money like the rest of the league, RSL wasn't far off.
Yeah. So what bugs you the most about LAFC winning, Alex?
It really, I mean, It's basically just what he said.
It could be the spend, the fans, the players. Like, what bugs you about it?
The spend, just because, like, again, having a guy like Gareth Bale come on TAM, Chiellini come on TAM, Christian Theo, who's a guy who spent most of his career in Europe, coming in all on TAM deals, it just makes you question, like, what, you know, what are the rules? And do they apply to LAFC?
Or is their GM just
magical?
Really good.
I mean, and yeah, credit to John Thorington for being able to pull all that off. And their fans, too, are
very
vocal on Twitter.
Yeah. Well, I mean.
Yeah. And in the game.
They're plásticos, bro.
Yeah.
Okay, define that. What's plásticos?
Just fake. Fake fans.
Why?
It's like City. Like Man City, the plastic fans.
Yeah, it's just.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You know, plastic. Money comes in and they become good, so fans go. It's like the Yankees, you know what I mean?
Yeah, okay.
I think
Plasticos.
I think we can all agree, though, that that is probably was the best game in MLS history.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, the semantics.
MLS Cup history.
Right. It was it was a crazy game.
Hmm.
See, that's weird, because when I was watching it in the first, like, 20 minutes, I thought it was really boring.
Oh, it was the second half.
Yeah.
Over, like, extra time that was just bananas.
Yeah, it was.
Well, I think they went, I think it was 1-1, and then in the 82nd minute, it went 2-1, or was it 2-2 at that time?
2-1 LAFC.
2-1 LAFC.
And then on, like, the 85th,
they get the tying goal.
Yeah.
Goes to extra time. Philadelphia Union gets a scrappy goal inside the box. They think they've won it. And then Bale rises up like a salmon. That's not a dig at Brian Dunseth. I love Dunseth. But 3-3. And then it goes to penalties.
Yep. Which the greatest story of the whole game is this backup keeper.
Who was a Philadelphia Union player.
Was cut. A league pool keeper, dude. If you go back and look, didn't even have his name on his shirt. You're an MLS Cup playing. You don't have your name on the shirt.
Like, that's pretty dope.
Woof, right?
Yeah.
And then you beat your former team
mm-hmm.
in penalties.
Mm-hmm.
In an absolute like clinic for him.
And right? and it's not even necessarily misses. I mean, he had some blocks.
Right, like the couple of them were fairly weak, but he had some big saves, right? In a big moment. Like that dude had to have been sweating coming onto that game. And he had to make some big saves before the shootout too. So like
yeah. And he got,
dude was
you know,
up for it.
And he had the chance to essentially, I mean, when he came on after the injury and the red card, the third goal, was it the third goal? Or I think it was the second goal by LAFC was scored, like right as he came on.
Right, just a quick like game.
So, yeah, everything. Dude, I thought Union had it. I really thought that Union were going to walk away 3-2 in Los Angeles.
Right.
Well, and especially up a man.
Against LAFC. In, what is it, Bank of California?
Yeah.
With the favorable, quote-unquote, because you think it's an MLS conspiracy that LAFC is in the cup. You said it last episode I listened.
Did I?
Uh-huh.
Probably.
You did.
That wouldn't surprise me.
And you can never be a ref because you, Alex, you said, you're like, well, if you're a ref, you would want those cards. You would want Austin versus Dallas, LAFC versus the Galaxy. Union versus NYC, you said it. You said it, buddy. So you can never be a ref. The MLS conspiracies are strong inside of you. Even, dude, it's crazy that you don't remember what you said 2 weeks ago, Josh. Your face right now is ridiculous.
Dude, I'm getting old.
Yeah. So, it would have been a sight to see the 32-52 just sad.
Oh, they would have. Amount of things on the field would have been...
All right, let's talk about...
Even more than there already was.
Okay, let's talk about MLS coming down. Not necessarily really coming down, but just releasing a statement and saying that the flares that were happening in the 32-52, basically like... what's the word? Condemning?
Yeah.
They're basically saying, hey, not cool. We don't condone that behavior. They didn't necessarily say don't do it again. It was just more of like, we don't... You know, we don't subscribe to these actions, whatever. In the comments, everyone's like, okay, cool. So what about the bottle throwing?
Right. What about every time there's every game there's beer being thrown?
Yeah.
It's ridiculous, dude.
It's out of control down there.
Especially because, like, we've had friends do way less and be banned for a season You know what I mean?
Let's, who was that? Who?
There's been a few.
Okay. For what, though?
Streamers.
So, yeah, streamers.
You know what I mean? Like, just, or bottles, right? Like empty. Water bottles or cups. Yeah.
Sure.
But, I mean,
it was never beer.
No, but the fact that this continues to happen at the bank, like, obviously nothing's being done to stop it, which is annoying.
Yeah. What I don't like about LAFC winning the cup is...
Is Brock is happy now?
Yeah, our buddy Brock in LA is really, really happy that his team that he's been supporting, per his words, his whole entire life, winning a cup.
I think he watched, what, 3 games this year? The 2 against RSL in the final?
No, he follows, man.
I'm just kidding. I'm just giving Brock our time.
For me, it's just... yeah, it's just that, man. The 32-52 still has... They don't have to win me over, right? Like, I'm nobody. Do they put on a great presentation? Yes. But my interactions, even here in Salt Lake City, when I went up... Yeah. Dude, I literally, I went up there, kind of kept my distance, and I was like, yo, does somebody want to trade a scarf? Like, it's cool that you guys are here. It was their inaugural season. And I had, like, 4 guys, like, try to kick my ass and tell me to get lost. Yeah. And then they're like, you know, they're yelling at me, and I'm just kind of laughing, and there's like cops in between us, like holding them back, and it was a whole show. And I'm like,
they're trying a little too hard to be like,
yeah, trips, right? Exactly. Yeah. So, and in past experiences, like that, you know, LAFC doesn't get a pass because in past experiences, we've had Seattle Sounder fans, we've had Portland fans, we've had almost all clubs.
I've been treated better by Colorado fans and SKC fans.
Exactly.
Than LAFC fans.
Exactly.
And
so
we actually hate each other.
I know. So the thing is, I remember when LAFC came in, inaugural season, and I was just trying to be cool. I'm like, damn, dude, this is actually
pretty
dope.
You were pumped. I remember this.
Yeah, and I ran up there, and I like made my way in, and then I was just met with like brute force, and get the fuck out of here, blah, 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 right?
Yeah, there have like, also been like claims that, like, especially here, I've heard them at the riot, that they were throwing like bottles full of piss down at the crowd, like,
yeah,
and just doing stupid shit.
That's definitely the thing that annoys me the most about them winning.
Yeah,
MLS. It's that type of behavior.
Yeah. Oh, not to mention, did you guys see going around that they were like the fans in the 32-52. We're basically calling each other out, saying that some of the fans who were known to have COVID still went to the match. So everyone's like, hey, guys, get tested.
You?
Nah, it doesn't surprise me.
It doesn't surprise me one bit.
No. So
That would happen at anyone's team in the final. Like, someone's going to risk it.
Yeah. Risk it for the biscuit.
Right.
Dude.
I'm not saying I would, but.
Josh has a new dog named Biscuit, by the way.
Yeah,
we'll post a photo to the RSL show. Happy. I am happy. I'm happy for Vela. Happy for Chicho. I think the squad as a whole, I think they play well, and they're not, to me at least, I don't view them or see them as like a dirty, time-wasting team.
Outside of Blessing, I really like their squad.
Yeah, they're a hard-working team. They connect well.
Good.
They're great. They're fun to watch. I'm really happy for Bale because there were just stirrings that people who support LAFC just weren't too hot on Gareth Bale. And it was a mistake of a signing, and it's even they were like, it's overhyped, and he's not doing anything. So, yeah, Bale comes in and gets your score-tying goal to send you to the penalties to win you an MLS Cup. Like, yeah, bitch.
Star power, man.
Exactly.
Right? That's the kind of guy you want coming off the bench,
and
if you can.
He's done it basically the entire length of his career. He's done it in how many Champions League finals with Real Madrid?
Plenty.
Exactly. He just came in, did what he does, is what
Four
he's
touches.
Been doing.
Four
his,
touches.
Yeah, his whole career. Puts LAFC in a position to win.
Yeah. So, you were hot on the Union all season. They were your projected, so I'll give you some credit. They went to the finals. Union, you've got, obviously, a talented squad.
Very young squad.
A team that...
Very much homegrown squad.
Yeah.
A team on paper that really deserves to win. Dude comes in and puts a hell of a match against LAFC in Los Angeles. How are you feeling that they... I mean, I know you're not a huge fan, but I mean, I think they're your number two in the league. So what are your feelings?
I really love the way Jim Curtin and company and the front office over there has really set up that Philly team. I mean, we just talked about the homegrownness, and I feel like I feel like with teams who don't really, who can't really spend a lot, who don't really have the luxury of spending a lot, I think Philadelphia is a good model to follow. You know, FC Dallas is trying to follow what Philly's doing right now. Possibly we should be following what Philly's doing right now. They know how to bring in players that work really well with their youngsters, with guys like McGlynn, who played phenomenal in that final, by the way.
Oh, he'll be in Europe.
Yeah.
Very soon.
Aronson with Leon Flach, the German. It's
German-American.
German-American, yeah. They've really built something phenomenal out there with just how much young players they have, and I love it. And I think, like I said, I think teams that want to be like that homegrown factory should probably look at Philadelphia and be like, this is the model we need to follow. It's been successful.
Yeah. Yeah, and it was cool to see him advance past NYCFC when NYCFC obviously beat them out last year and then went on to win a cup. Union.
I think the big struggle for the Union, I think this is their, what, they've lost three Open Cups and now this final, so it's like they can't really get over that line. It's almost like they have the talent to get there, but they just need that one more star player to really, like, again, like the Bale effect, right, to come in and really get it done when it matters.
I mean, and it could have been Bedoya.
Could have been, but he was unfortunately hurt.
Yeah, it could have been Bedoya because he's been phenomenal all year and then picks up a knock a month before playoff start. Can't really get back to full fitness. Played a decent 45 minutes, but he looked really, really tired against NYFC or NYCFC and then just couldn't make it off the bench in this one.
Yeah. Yeah, it's it's going to be a final to remember. I mean, and the thing is it applies to all MLS fans, where I can't remember back to an MLS final that I remember vividly and enjoyed watching as much as I did this one.
Especially as a neutral.
Yeah, the past MLS Cups, it's like, whatever. There's a final today. Sure, I'll watch it, but I'm not super invested. Yeah. And to be honest, like to Isaac's point, yeah, from the first 20 minutes to the 82nd, it was kind of a dead game, and then things just flipped. It was insane. Justin Bieber and Hailey Bieber in attendance. That was pretty cool.
That's actually what won it for LA.
Yeah, dude.
The Bieber effect.
Yeah, the Illuminati effect. No, it was just a well put together show, and it's funny because I talked to a few people that work with MLS and that were there. And it's kind of funny to hear their perspective because, yes, LAFC wins, but a lot of the stuff that they travel with, I mean, they've got a flight that leaves that same night. And so they're worried about packing stuff up and getting it on an airplane and getting the whole crew back. And they were kind of stressing out because it goes from a tie to extra time to penalties.
And that's just pushing that flight.
Yeah, dude. Yeah. Yeah. So the whole time you're just kind of sweating. So. But it was cool all in all just to kind of see the celebrations. I think the fulfillment for Carlos Vela, what, year five?
Yeah.
Dang. Year five.
And towards the end of his career, if we're being honest. Like,
yeah, so.
Running it down.
It's, I mean, they market Carlos Vela. I mean, there really can't be a better champion. I know I'm going to get flack for that. A better champion than LAFC right now for, I think, the state of Major League Soccer and the growth. Because I hate to say it, MLS markets that team because, mm-hmm. yeah, they happen to be a great team, and they do have stars, recognizable stars.
Right.
So to put the league on the map and then obviously getting that viewership and then having that exciting of a game, granted the penalties weren't that great. Penalties were kind of comical.
They were bad.
In the beginning.
Not as bad as RSLs versus Austin.
Yeah.
I think the second your star guy, your main guy, Gazdag, steps up and just completely like slips as he's taking his PK, just kind of kills your confidence. Yeah. It kills literally any momentum, especially after Andre Blake had just saved the first PK, completely killed the momentum.
But it's still wild to kill the momentum knowing you're taking your penalties against a pool keeper. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Who, back to that guy, should absolutely be getting a contract with LAFC. As the backup for at least a year. Like, someone's got to hook that guy up.
Yeah, somebody.
You can't be the player of the match, MLS Cup champion, and not get anything out of it.
I don't know, dude. I feel like we've seen it before. You've seen players on a squad, on a roster, win a cup, and then boom, they're gone the next year. So.
That's true. Well, and then to talk a little bit more about the whole McCarthy situation, just him coming off the bench and being the hero. There was tweets from Univision sideline reporters and Univision reporters who were at the stadium who were approached by league officials literally like 20 seconds before Gareth Bale scored. And they were like, hey, Jack Elliott is our MVP. Like, they were getting ready to celebrate for Philadelphia. Like, the broadcast and everything was preparing for Philadelphia. And then Bale just, like, that took it. And then they didn't know who to give the MVP to. So they were like, you know what? The guy who just saved the 2 PKs.
Man. Craziness.
So shout out McCarthy, bro.
Do you think Gareth Bale sticks around?
I don't know. I don't really care.
It's hard to say.
I mean, it depends on what Wales do at the World Cup, right? It depends on what kind of money he wants. Dude might just want to retire.
Not a bad way to go out.
Right. Play some golf, you know?
Yeah. Yeah. So, yeah, LAFC, 2022 MLS World Cup Championship team.
I can't believe they took down Brazil to get there, man.
Yeah. Any RSL news that we want to touch on? We got the young guys out in...
They're at all the Blitzer-affiliated clubs.
Yeah. Belgium, Netherlands, Portugal.
The most notable one because he posted a photo.
Orozco.
Orozco. Haciel Orozco. I hit him up. I said, hey, dude, come be on the podcast. He said, just let me know when.
Sweet.
Yeah. I don't know. I'm sorry, dude. I'm looking at your dog.
He's so cute. Huh?
Dog's pretty cute, man. 5 months?
5 months old.
Wow.
Little biscuit. RSL-wise, you know, I'm going to be honest. I've been very RSL website, podcast, Twitter absent.
Yeah.
Taking a little RSL sabbatical, right? Obviously, if anything big happens, I'm engaged, but it's been nice to kind of disconnect from my local Heartbreak Soccer Club for a while. That way, I kind of feel like I'm doing this so when it's time to jump back into it, I can be ready to roll, right?
Yeah.
I want to focus on the World Cup, enjoy that, and then we'll start getting into the RSL news.
Yeah, there hasn't... Yeah.
There was the rumor.
I saw it.
Alex, you want to get after this rumor?
Ladies and gentlemen, we have a new head coach. No. There's rumors coming out of Mexico and Southern America that...
it's like Southern America, like Texas?
It's like Southern America that RSL RSL has put up an offer for a former Liga MX coach named Nicolas Larcamón, who was the ex-head coach of Puebla. He did very good at Puebla. Puebla was like one of the worst teams in the Liga MX before he showed up. Made him good. Got him into the playoffs a lot. And then he said he wants to come to MLS. And apparently rumors started floating around that RSL has put a big offer on the table for him.
All right, Does anyone believe it? Does anybody believe it?
No.
I don't believe it.
I kind of want to.
I want to believe it, but A... Does anyone really believe Pablo's on the hot seat? The hot seat. B.
Well,
what, we have heard nothing about Pablo wanting to leave. There's no indication he's out. C. We've never had any indication that RSL's willing to spend any kind of money on coaching, let alone like players, right? Like no. This would just be totally out of character for RSL.
But you're leaving one thing out of the equation.
What's that?
So Pablo got his year under the new ownership.
Yeah.
Where they came in untapped, didn't change anything really. Except for adding like a few murals in the stadium.
Sure.
So maybe closed doors, maybe there's some dealings going on.
It could happen. And
there's some money there, Josh.
Yeah, but we haven't seen it yet. And that's where my hesitation is. We've always seen big fun rumors, but none of them have ever materialized.
But this is a really weird rumor.
Right, especially
for coaching.
Right, and it has always seemed that, you know, as long as the coach gets RSL to the playoffs, the coach is safe.
I mean, but that's the old style of thinking, right? Like, you're reminding me of, like, the outdated technology at Manchester United right now. That's what you sound like.
Sure, but we've up until this point, we haven't had any reason to think otherwise. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I get it.
Would it be cool? It would be unexpected. I think the big thing is there's no real indication that Pablo's going anywhere. They have reason to get rid of Pablo, right? And I think that's the big question.
But, again...
Again, I'm not...
But it could.
I like you, Pablo, but I'm not against it.
I mean, one day we could wake up, and what if it's a blind side, and it's like, boom, FO switches, GM coach.
Honestly, then I'm pumped.
Well, let's rewind a little bit. The Freddie Juarez situation literally came out of nowhere. just we woke up one morning
and he left.
Yeah. He was gone. He quit. So, I mean, yes, it's not completely out of the realm of possibility, but I agree. I just don't see RSL splashing the money on a head coach right now. But I mentioned last podcast that I wish teams would be, and MLS would be more transparent about contract lengths. Because how long did Mastroianni sign for?
I don't even remember.
I could not find anything on that.
We'll have to ask him. We'll have to ask Trey. Trey Fitzgerald. Okay, I'm going to give Bleeding Claret and Cobalt some feedback here.
Oh, here we go.
You work at the club, bro. And yet the answers are so vague. And I get it.
I'm not going to give anything away for free.
I get it. Trey Fitzgerald and super producer Ryan Hale. I get it. Man, I'd love to just be in there when the mics are off.
Yeah.
You know? Okay, I'm going very cordial at the Bleeding Claret and Cobalt, but it's very softball. You know what I mean? It's softball.
Slow pitch.
Yeah, dude. I can't wait. Trey, come for me, bro.
The other one we saw was Cordova's very cryptic but not so cryptic tweet.
Very cryptic.
Yeah. You know, okay, hang on, though. You're being cryptic, and I get it. And yes, you deserve all the respect in the world for picking up the pace a little bit. But it's all these semantics of the am I going, am I staying, cryptic postings. Like, dude, you're acting like you scored 30 goals for us or something.
Well, you're
insane.
Also acting like you actually like it here.
Yeah.
I have a hard time believing he loves playing for RSL.
Whoa, do you have something different? You're smiling like you've... Do you text him?
No, I don't text him. I don't text him, but me and Junior Producer talked when we made that video. And RSL has a glaring, glaring problem right now. Is we don't have a striker. So whatever is going on behind closed doors, it needs to be something to deal Cordova fast and quick.
Well, I mean, but what I'm thinking is, I don't know if I'm, like, this is an unpopular opinion or not, but, like, if Cordova goes, like, it's fine, I'm not going to be sad about it, as long as something equal to or better comes in.
Oh, absolutely. No, and I 100% agree.
And we have...
But I have...
Three slots basically open. But three big wage bills, right?
Yeah.
Like, let's see something cool happen here.
Yeah.
Huh. But see, and then that's where it falls into the old pattern.
Right, that's where it's a, but will we actually see it? Or are we just going to go...
Here's another...
Resign your third time.
Or, hey, here's another unknown. Let's wait till he picks up.
You know,
and then maybe you might hate him or you might love him. Because that was Cordova, bro.
Oh, we all wanted him sold at one point.
Yeah.
Like, loan terminated, remember? And then he picked it back up, but...
And he shushed the crowd and he forever lost you.
Yeah, gone forever.
You're,
But my real opinion, like, if a player doesn't want to be here, right, he wants to go explore other options. We don't want players here that don't want to be here. Period.
And I feel like for a guy his age, it's just really difficult to kind of go from being the top goal scorer at the U20 World Cup to being this potentially star youngster that Augsburg brings in to come on a loan to Major League Soccer to re-find yourself and then have a decent enough season where maybe I'm like, hey, maybe some offers from Europe will come, so I'm going to play hardball with Major League Soccer.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love it.
It's weird, man. It's just it's a weird limbo that we find ourselves in yet again.
Yep. Back to the...
Except the year prior, we were so hyped because we were like, hey, this squad, next year we could do something. But it kind of proved to play that whole, let's be patient, let's find out, let's throw some toxic positivity at what we have, right?
Sure.
And try to see how far it goes. But again, one missing huge component was Demir. And that's not even something I want to get into because we talk about it so much. We all can agree that, you know, that whole season was just...
sad.
Yeah.
It's not memorable.
Roller coaster.
Draining, it's exhausting. It's not one that, yeah, you're not going to run and buy the kit, whatever kit released this year. What kit was it?
The home.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Enough RSL stuff.
See, yeah, I want to go back on my sabbatical, dude.
But you see how like depressed you get when you talk about RSL?
Yeah, that's why I've needed this break. Like,
yeah,
I'm thinking of all the what could have been, and I need to take a break, watch the U.S. get eliminated in the group stage, right? Watch Berhalter get fired. Then I can start caring
about... Bro, Berhalter needs to go, dude. What is his decision making?
And then I can start worrying about the new away kit, getting pumped on that. Start worrying about, you know, transfer season.
Yeah.
But until then, like, you know, just taking it easy on the soccer front. I'm being a total casual.
At least Real Salt Lake.
As casual as I can be.
At least Real Salt Lake.
Yes.
All right, let's ask you a hardcore Manchester United fan.
Okay.
All right, hardcore Manchester United fan. And I'm a hardcore Cristiano Ronaldo fan.
And I'm gonna go ahead and just insert there that I was a Manchester United fan before Cristiano Ronaldo played for them the first time. So I've been around.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, you're one of those old dudes on Twitter.
He's been around since the Paul Scholes era.
Ryan Giggs.
Yeah.
Tim Howard.
Yeah. Dude, just imagine Josh Clark. How old were you when you supported him?
Like I started watching him.
Your first memory.
We got Fox Soccer Channel when I was 13.
But before that, he was like bunny ears, kind of cranking, trying to get channels, right?
Yeah, and the only soccer on with bunny ears was Liga MX.
Yeah. Miserable. No, it was good back then, but you didn't.
I watched it, but you didn't know what's going on.
Yeah. Except for the goal.
I don't know who's who, yeah. It's like, that's a cool jersey. Okay.
All right, dude, so let's talk about it, man. Manchester United on blast. We don't have the full 90 minutes, and I've seen the joke about Ronaldo getting his full 90 minutes in an interview because he can't get him on the pitch, right?
Right.
Stupid.
Listen.
But funny.
I'm just going to get into it.
Wow.
So, yes, there is a lot wrong in Manchester United. Number one being the owners, right?
Explain it to us like we're in fifth grade. What's wrong with the owners? Because that's one thing that I see.
For the people who don't follow.
They do not reinvest in the club like they should. They take a lot of the profit the club makes and keep it. They pay themselves.
Okay.
They make poor choices in squad, like investment. Real poor. Old Trafford's falling apart. The training facility's falling apart. Like the infrastructure. It's a lot like the United States of America and the infrastructure.
Okay.
And like big corporate greed.
We just lost half our listeners.
Sure, but it's corporate greed, right?
Yeah.
So,
just say you love America real quick.
No, I won't do that.
Oh my gosh, bro.
I do, but I also hate it at the same time. It's a lot of hate. Go Belgium.
Get the hell out. Try leaving somewhere else. All right, go ahead. That's so weird, man. You're the only like non-Hispanic person on this podcast, and you don't love America.
No, I do, but I also hate a lot. I hate a lot of aspects.
Okay, all right, okay.
Ronaldo.
Yeah, Ronaldo. Back to Ronaldo.
He loves America.
So, like, you know, he's old. I think had he not had a lot of the personal stuff he had going on last summer, they would have basically terminated his contract and sent him on his merry way. He doesn't fit into Ten Hag's system at all. He doesn't subscribe to, you know, playing hard and defending. He never has. And
you're talking about Ronaldo, though, bro.
Right, but like
you're not talking about some trial coming on. You're not talking about some like 21-year-old coming on.
He hurts United. If you don't fit with the game plan with the tactics, he's not Ronaldo of old. He's not going to win you the league by himself, right? So it's just time for him to move on. So him going after the Glazers is fine, but I don't like that he went after the coach because the coach is doing a phenomenal job so far. And so is the team. So I think for him, it's just a late in the career grab for attention. Honestly, I think now it sets up United to easily let him walk now, which is probably why he did it. So he can go join Messi at PSG or something. And it's fine. It just needs to, I hope after the World Cup, he's no longer a Manchester United problem. He'll forever be a Manchester United legend. Right.
He definitely has like a really, really good point. Like he's not the same player he used to be. He's not that guy that's going to go out there and carry everybody. He's nowhere near that anymore. And I just think Ronaldo's at the point of his career where he's just not getting that same attention and that same stardom that he used to get all the time. So he goes out, puts out this interview to not only leave, but to also get that attention. And now I think that's pretty much going to be it for Ronaldo.
As soon as he started bashing on Gaza, dude, I was out.
Yeah, I think he's pretty much kind of written his goodbyes. Like, I think that's, he's probably going to go to, like, back to Portugal now, and
he's not coming to MLS.
That's going
to
be it, dude.
Yeah. Okay.
Go to jail, dude.
So the other, we got to fact check that, man. Whatever happened with those allegations?
I don't
and all
know,
that
but
stuff.
They're very,
I know,
but let's not sugarcoat it. Like, they're very serious allegations.
Yeah, of course.
I think they were all dropped.
Yeah.
If I'm not wrong.
I don't know, man. He never came here for friendlies or anything.
They were all dropped.
Okay.
Yeah, interesting.
Shout out Justice System.
Oh, yeah. So, MLS All-Stars versus Real Madrid. He didn't go.
No.
Yeah.
I know that was why.
Well, maybe it was that. Maybe it was that.
That's, you never know. Anyway.
We're not defending anything.
No. Like, very serious allegations, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And it did tarnish my liking of Ronaldo. For sure.
What was that video? Wasn't there a video of somebody trying to...
I think that was Neymar.
Neymar.
Yeah.
There's like a Neymar video, right?
Yeah.
Anyways. Well, let's... Okay.
Anyway, let's... Yeah. Yeah.
Do you think Ronaldo... I like how they say Ronaldo in England. Ronaldo.
Ronaldo.
Do you think that he... Do you think he realizes that he is not himself of old, play-wise? Or do you think that, you know, his arrogance or whatever that you described, do you think that he just doesn't see that? You think he's got just a veil over his eyes,
I mean,
and he
dude,
thinks that...
He's still an absolute machine. Let's not get it wrong. Like, the dude is still fit. So I think in a lot of ways he's having a hard time grasping that he's, what, 37?
Yeah.
Right? That it is coming to a close. He might be looking up to Zlatan a little too much.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I feel like it's a...
By the way, hang on,
denial.
Pause. Where is Zlatan right now? Did he go back
Italy?
To...
He's with Milan, but he's injured. He hasn't played in a while.
Crazy.
Yeah, yeah, he blew out his knee.
Yeah.
All for, right. Like, the seventh time.
Yeah.
He's a machine, though, dude.
Yeah, he's 41.
He's got that Netflix special coming out, too. It's a movie.
Does he really?
Football or something. It's like an animated...
Oh, yeah, the soccer football movie.
Yeah, and it's really cool because it's got, like, female soccer players in it.
Soccer football?
Yeah, the soccer football movie.
Yeah, dude, yeah. It's called soccer.
The soccer football movie.
Yeah,
that's what it's called.
Yeah.
So it's like soccer and American football, or is it soccer translated?
No, it's like soccer football.
I think it's Little Caesars commercial where they go soccer.
No, I think it's like football, but like football's crossed out and it says soccer.
And I think there's a little character of Megan Rapinoe in it.
Yeah, nice. Yeah.
Is it like a comedy or like is it just like...
It's like a cartoon, like a... It looks like a...
It's a little kid's show.
Spaghetti falling. Remember that? What's that? The clouds are raining spaghetti?
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
What?
Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
Yeah.
You got way too excited about that, you young man.
I just grew up watching that. It was my favorite.
That's the movie his mom would put on for him.
For him to take his little nappy naps.
Dude, every summer, instead of putting you on an airplane somewhere, she would just put that on instead.
Instead of buying this Allegiant ticket, I'm going to buy you Cloudy with a Chance of Meatballs.
Yeah.
Take it.
So,
it's probably the same price.
So anyways, yeah, the whole Manchester United stuff, it's interesting to see how, you know, and they obviously haven't commented on it because it hasn't come out yet. It's going to come out Thursday, so this podcast will be out way out before that. It'll be fun. Dude, it's going to be fun, man. And you know what? It's Ronaldo going out and just speaking about his club. Just to maybe break a contract is actually pretty brilliant.
It's definitely a PR move. Just piss him off. Let me out of here. I'm curious to see how him and Bruno get along playing for Portugal in the World Cup now, though.
Yeah, well, there was a video of them greeting each other.
It looked
kind of weird. Yeah.
It looked awkward.
I'll say this. It's been Ronaldo and Messi his entire career. Ronaldo this, Messi that. Ronaldo this, Messi that. Messi's still a top contributor at PSG. He's leading Argentina right now as a World Cup favorite. Ronaldo can't even come off the bench at United. That's all I gotta say.
But that's because they want him out of there, Alex.
It's because he doesn't fit and he doesn't contribute.
There you go.
We lose games when Ronaldo starts.
That's all I gotta say.
All right.
It's time for the next generation of quote-unquote great players.
Of futboleros.
Mm-hmm.
Well, and that's another big problem with United. they bring in a lot of young players who just don't live up to the bill.
Right. Although Garnacho, bro.
Yeah, there's it's weird, man. It's a weird
coming from a Leicester City fan.
He'll be okay.
It's a weird thing to see, right? There's that push for young talent, young players getting minutes, but it's like you're also just risking just getting wailed on by doing that, by doing so.
Yep.
All right.
Should we talk about the U.S. World Cup squad?
Let's do it.
Let's do it.
World Cup time.
The LeBron James of soccer.
What?
Pulisic. You haven't heard of that?
Oh, my God. Shut up.
What? You didn't see that?
You didn't hear that?
No.
Bro, that's what everybody calls him, the LeBron James of soccer. Yeah. That was like a year ago.
Maybe the Gordon Hayward.
Something. Something.
Dude, there are...
Have you not heard of this?
There are... I can think of five guys on the national team better than Pulisic.
Really?
All right, let's go down to the roster. Five, let's break it down. Let's see what we've got. All right.
Goalkeepers, ready?
Drum let's roll. Do it.
Ethan Horvath. Does that move the needle for you?
Yeah.
Not whatsoever.
Nope.
Dude, these goalkeepers, I would rather see Armando come out of retirement and give it a go. This goalkeeping core gives me no hope.
Yeah.
Honestly. Sean Johnson... Okay.
I could see a little bit on Sean Johnson.
Couldn't get us to the Olympics, bro. I'm out.
Yeah.
Matt Turner, not playing. Great.
Well, I guess my question is, when it comes to the goalkeeping core, how do you feel about Zach Steffen? Just not even getting...
The fact that he didn't even get called up is mind-blowing.
I think that, to me, is the craziest part.
That's a big thing. I don't think... Like, I also don't think he's really good enough, but he's better than Sean Johnson.
Yeah. Oh, 100%.
So...
Yeah.
He done piss someone off.
I mean, I'll save the comment for later, but I'll say it now. There's clearly some sort of weird bias for leaving these people off the roster. Because there's going to be more names that we're going to identify later that should be on the roster that aren't. And somebody said it like, oh, it feels like we're assembling a roster for like a Gold Cup. And they're not wrong.
Honestly, no, yeah. There are some players
on
here that...
going to the World Cup,
have
bro.
No business being on here.
Like, take your best, even if
they haven't been playing a minute.
Yeah, even if they haven't, just for the presence.
Well, even the way Berhalter has kind of outed John Brooks.
Yeah.
Like, he's arguably the U.S.'s best center back.
I agree.
A sniff for the last 2 years.
Yeah.
It blows my mind.
Horrible,
speaking
dude.
Of defenders... Cameron Carter-Vickers was Celtic. Decent.
He had a good season. Yeah, he had a really good year.
He's a good player, but, I mean, he's not going to win us a World Cup.
He had a really good year with Celtic last year, but with how things are going under Berhalter, I don't see him come. I don't see him.
He won't get a minute.
Yeah, I don't see him.
Unless there's a lot of injuries or red cards.
Right.
Sergino Dest. Okay, I get that one. That's fine. Yeah. He's a starter.
He's good, of course.
Aaron Long.
No. He's the one. It blows my mind that Aaron Long is going to the World Cup and John Brooks isn't.
Right.
Blows my mind.
But let's be honest, if Miles Robinson was healthy, Aaron Long is not making this team.
Yeah. No, I agree.
Okay. Shaq Moore.
Decent player. He's good.
Decent, but he's not. That just shows you how bad our left back depth is.
I don't like his move to MLS.
I don't either.
Yeah.
Tim Ream. Okay. Yeah. I'm actually fine with that one. He's had a big year. He plays with Jedi. On the same side, so there's cohesion there. That one I'm okay with. Yeah?
I like Tim Ream.
Okay. He's old, though. Then we have Anthony Robinson, Jedi.
Mm-hmm.
Best defender on the roster by far.
He's had a really good year.
Joe Scally. He's a good player, but
relatively unknown. Same thing with Carter Vickers. Like, I just don't really see him getting any minutes.
Right.
He's good. He's had good minutes with his club, but I just don't see him really playing much.
Right. Walker Zimmerman. Okay.
Yeah.
And then DeAndre Yedlin. Big surprise for me.
No.
Terrible, bro.
No.
Washed up.
I think the biggest issue for me is just going to be that center back partnership.
Yeah, that center back pairing is going to be...
Zimmerman is good, but you got to have a really, like... You got to have the right player to complement him.
Right, and Tim Ream's going to be the other guy, and that's not it.
Right. I don't think Aaron Long or Tim Ream are going to be that guy that's going to compliment Walker Zimmerman. So you're going to have to – it's going
to
be a really
– It's going to have to be Cameron Carter-Vickers.
To see what Berhalter picks and as who his starting center backs are going to be, which I feel like it's going to be like Zimmerman and Long with what we've seen.
Yeah, and I think the center back/goalkeeper lose us games.
Yeah.
All right, moving on. Midfielders. Brendan Aaronson. Great
love
choice.
Him. Love him.
Kellen Acosta. Good backup for Adams, I guess. There's really no one else.
I really struggle with Kellen Acosta because I really like what he does with LAFC, but I just you don't ever see translate. That you don't ever see that with the national team.
Right. Tyler Adams, total G. Love that
him.
Guy.
Love him.
Another player I think is better than Pulisic. Different role. But again, I think he's more important to this team than Pulisic.
Yes. Yeah, he's the heart of the midfield.
Right. Along with Weston McKennie. Who is also on this roster and also a better player, in my opinion.
The thing that concerns me about McKennie right now is just all the injuries that he's had leading up to the World Cup.
Yeah, he only has to get through a couple games, so let's hope. Luca De La Torre.
Really promising young guy.
But that's it, promising, right?
Yeah.
Yunus Musa, probably my favorite player on the national team.
I think a midfield with Adams, McKennie, and Musa, again, depending on how McKennie comes into this World Cup,
strong
is the best options you have.
Christian Roldan could have lived without that.
Yeah, not a fan of that one.
That's very Gold Cup to me.
Just a very default, yeah.
Not a fan of that one.
All right, forwards. Pulisic. I get it. He's going to play.
You got to have Pulisic on the team. Right.
Jesus Ferreira?
Okay. Yeah.
Striker-wise, like...
I mean, we're going to talk about the clear name that was left off, but keep going.
Right.
Jordan Morris, of all
people. Bro.
No.
I hope he sees 0 minutes
to Seattle.
Just with the season that Seattle had, there should not be a Seattle player on that roster.
No.
In my opinion. Roldan is coming into this injured too. I don't know why you call up an injured player. Morris had a completely pedestrian season with the Sounders.
He's just bad, dude. I don't love him.
Yeah.
But that's just me.
Yeah.
Crazy.
Gio Reyna.
I love him.
Another just stud, dude. Yep. If he can stay healthy, the guy.
Where does he play at?
Dortmund.
Dortmund.
Oh. Let's see here.
Borussia.
Then we have Josh Sargent, who's having a great year in the championship.
He's like picked up his form at like the most perfect time possible.
I love that he just scored on Stefan too.
Yeah. Oh yeah.
I'm gonna look up your net. Tim Way. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Love him.
And Haj Wright.
I'm iffy about him.
Also agree.
He's one of those players that is really good at the club level, but we just haven't seen it at the national team.
So that's our 2022 World Cup.
And
roster.
I think I know who's the player you want to talk about.
Ricardo Pepi.
Yeah.
Jinx.
Yeah.
He's also one of those players like Josh Sargent who has just completely found his form and rhythm at the most perfect time. And then he's completely left off the roster.
Yep. And that's, I mean, no one's expecting, you know, no one looks at this U.S. roster and says it's stacked. No one's looking at it that way. We're looking at it at a, like, early World Cup exit. So why not give a young kid like that the experience to go? Even if you go and just for the experience, you don't play Pepe. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
You bring him over Morris.
Yeah.
100%.
Yeah, exactly. So that's where you kind of see, you know, the Berhalter. It's just weird, man. It's and I know they asked them. So they had the USMNT roster reveal through ESPN, I believe. And they were asking questions as to why. And I can't remember the answer, but...
It's around the bush.
Yeah, it's just not good decision-making. They're healthy. They're young. So leave your old dogs at home. We've seen Jordan Morris in competition outside of MLS.
Yeah.
It's not impressive at all.
I think just with all the drama behind the John Burke situation, with now the questionable decision to leave Stefan off the roster, with a lot of the favoritism showed toward guys like Morris who clearly don't deserve to be there, I think there's just, like you said, a lot of favoritism, and I think there's a lot of things going on behind closed doors with Berhalter and his staff, and there's maybe some kind of rift between the players, because that's what it kind of seems like at the moment.
I don't think Berhalter will be the coach very long after the World Cup.
No.
No, I think after
the World Cup. After this cycle, they're going to freshen it up.
Especially with an early exit, there's no way he stays.
Well, especially with guys like, I don't know, Jesse Marsh.
Yeah, I was going to say, who would be the ideal candidate right now for you?
I love Jesse Marsh.
But would he leave Leeds?
Maybe. Well, he might be forced to leave Leeds.
True.
Yeah.
True.
Yeah, it's you got to – I mean, dude, you got to pull out all the stops for World Cup, and you can't you can't do this shit. You can't just pick your pals. You know what I mean? Or you guys don't get along? Too bad. This is the best person for that position. And I just don't really see that in Berhalter. And it'll be exciting to kind of see once once the U.S. just flops out of this and crashes and burns to see
I don't know that it'll be that bad. I think they have a good shot at getting out of the group stage.
They'll be really competitive, but just the thing that concerns me the most is just
those
center back pairing and the lack of a true number nine.
Right. It's a lot like RSL.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I worry about Walker Zimmerman and Aaron Long dealing with Harry Kane.
You know what I mean? And like, it's not to beat on Walker Zimmerman because I'm really, really
big. But you have two
huge
trees that are slow, right? You don't have... You need the Borchers Olave combo.
Right.
And right now you just got Borchers.
The Silva Glad.
Right, exactly. Yeah. Yeah. But when you have Silva and Kapelhoff, right? Yeah. You have two of the same thing.
Exactly.
You need your big stopper and you need your sweeper.
It's really concerning. Because like Tim Ream is not gonna be that guy either. Tim Ream is really, really good, but again it's just two Marcellos.
Right. And then goalkeeping wise you have Matt Turner, who I don't know if he's really getting minutes with Arsenal.
I think he's only played like league games, or not Premier League games, but like cup games.
So he's the supposed first choice, not getting minutes going into this,
right? Where you have Stefan, who is the starter, right? And yes, he's been dealing with injuries,
but at least he's getting minutes.
But yeah, he's been consistently getting minutes leading into this.
And yeah, it's going to be interesting.
That's another big thing is just all the injuries leading into this World Cup. Roldan's coming off an injury. Weston McKennie's coming off injury.
Luckily, Gio every Reyna's other country off. Is facing the same issue.
Right. Yeah.
Anyway.
Are we pumped on a Qatar World Cup?
No.
No.
I'm pumped on the World Cup. I'm not pumped on it being in Qatar.
Yeah.
Haven't been pumped on the last like 10 locations, right? Like,
I'm not.
It needs to just be played in a place that already has infrastructure and is ready to roll.
I'm not pumped on it being in November.
I kind of am. Not gonna lie,
it is kind of fun, dude. To
like the holiday season plus soccer, like it's just kind of refreshing.
Because you'll have the time off, maybe.
Dude, Black Friday is Black Friday. England versus USA at noon.
Yeah, yep.
That's dope.
That's gonna be dope.
To me, that's just weird. I just feel like
it is weird.
Maybe it's just because I'm used to like sitting on my couch in the summer watching the games all summer long. You know, I think that just might be where the difference is, but it just doesn't feel...
This is the first World Cup since you've been out of high school, so...
With it being in November, it just doesn't feel like a World Cup.
No, it'll be nice, though, man. I think it'll be nice.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Mexico.
They haven't announced the roster yet, though.
Yeah, they did.
They did?
Yeah, they did today.
Today? Oh, dang. Yeah. I missed it. Just go down the list and we'll see. I mean, we're not probably going to analyze these players as much as we did with USMNT, but... That's another team that it's gonna be close to if not worse than a USMNT roster because
it's wild to see Mexico behind the US right now.
Yeah,
truly, I'm truly, truly disappointed with.
Dude, I looked at the roster and was like, "You got to be kidding me, right?"
Yeah, I'm very disappointed with the way Mexico's heading into this World Cup.
It's really bad. I mean. You've got Vela, who took like a permanent hiatus, will never play with them. You've got Chicharito, who didn't get called up, who could have gotten called up.
I feel like there's a few players that just refuse to play for Mexico.
It's weird. You got to, yeah, if you want to talk about what's going on, that might be one.
If I can find it.
It's so weird, man. It's I think this will be a World Cup where, you know, for the first time... So what generally happens is you have Mexico and U.S., they get decent runs, they get going, and you get to support them maybe like midway through the World Cup, and then you pick another team. I think us picking another team is going to come a lot faster.
I just, like I said, with like the way both teams are heading into the World Cup, I just have a really hard time seeing them making it out of the group stage, but I got the roster.
All right, cool.
Finally.
See if there's any familiar names on here. Hey, Josh, your dog is like making a lot of noises into that mic.
Okay. The obvious, Guillermo Ochoa.
I'm over it, bro. I love him, but I'm over it, dude.
You don't like Ochoa anymore?
He's going to be clutch.
He will be clutch, but damn, dude. It's like, it's crazy.
How old is he, 57?
Yeah, man.
I think this World Cup might be the first time he doesn't have those crazy performances because
he's old.
He's been really struggling the last 2 years.
Well, dude, it's like...
But that's the opposite of the U.S. problem, right? Like, but dude, we're going to bring in this guy anyway.
I mean, he was in his prime when he was... In his prime, dude.
I was in high school.
I know. He was in his prime against Robin, right? When Robin flopped on him and PK converted all that. No, it up and on. Dude, yeah, literally.
Yeah.
And so he's still in the conversation, still the goalkeeper.
This is his fifth World Cup.
It's nuts. Insane. Good for him. Good for him, but damn.
Rodolfo Cota and Alfredo Talavera, two guys who probably will not see the pitch. Nestor Araujo, Jesus Gallardo, Gerardo Arteaga, Hector Moreno, Jorge Sanchez, Johan Vasquez, Cesar Montes, Kevin Alvarez.
Dude, all these guys are Hispanics. What's going on? No, I'm kidding. All right. Hispanics.
Why is there no Johnsons?
Yeah. Johnson.
Johnson? Smith?
Not a fan of that group. And we'll leave it at that.
Not a fan of Smith being in there?
Midfielders, Eric Gutierrez, Orbelin Pineda, Hector Herrera, Carlos Rodriguez.
Hector Herrera?
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Oh, dude.
No, it's
hang on, though. Literally, dude, that's like if the U.S. was going to this World Cup with, like, Raimondo and Beckerman.
Yeah.
Like, no disrespect to those guys. Like, I'd love to see, like you said, I'd love to see Raimondo in there, but it's like that's the equivalent for people who don't understand.
I'm, like, shocked Carlos Salcedo's not in there. You know what I mean?
All right, keep going.
Which sucks because he was still really good, like, heading to Houston. Like, he was still a consistent starter for Atletico. And then he comes to Houston and just completely lays an egg.
Fizzled. MLS effect, bro.
Has not been good since he joined the Dynamo.
It's a crap team.
Andres Guardado.
Oh, same. Yep.
Yep, same situation. Roberto Alvarado. Edson Alvarez, who is a very good player. He's probably like the only guy I like heading into this World Cup. Luis Chavez, Uriel Antuna, and Luis Romo.
Okay.
And then the forwards, Irving Lozano.
Oh, he's great.
I love him.
But he
doesn't really have help.
A little older, too. Yeah.
Doesn't really have help.
Mori's not going to score your goals?
Rogelio Funes Mori, who is probably the worst striker in Liga MX at the moment.
And welcome to RSL.
Henry Martin, who is also probably the worst striker in Liga MX at the moment. Raul Jimenez, who just unfortunately has not been the same player since the injury.
Dude, how can you be the same player after you destroy your face?
Exactly. It's really sucks because he was like heading into like the Chicharito trajectory. Like he was
as a Jared Borghetti.
Yeah, no, whichever way you see it, he was heading on a really really good path and that injury just completely masks. Like
poor dude, guy. I'm not informed on this injury. What happened?
You don't know about that?
He fractured his skull.
Completely broke his face during a Wolves game. Header.
Like the ball did that to him, or a post,
an elbow. No, it was a head crash. Yeah. I think it was a crash with David Luiz.
He broke like the orbital bones. Like
that's actually sounding a little bit more familiar now. Is his face like actually deformed from?
No, he looks fine, but he just like
sure.
You know, you got to be a lot more cautious with stuff.
You're
going like
to
that.
Be, yeah, that's going
to
be trauma.
And you're a striker, there. Like, you're still going up to.
It's like Josh, dude. Josh, how many concussions did you get playing soccer?
More than I'd like to admit.
Yeah, so he won't.
He didn't play for like a year, dude.
Yeah, good. Well, understandable, but okay, that's a challenge.
And then
for Jimenez, he might have a breakout year.
The last one is Alexis Vega.
Okay. Man, that's rough. That's really rough.
It's not a great squad.
No. I think Mexico's national team, Mexico as a general right now, is biggest problem is they're not producing youth.
Yeah.
And all the youth that they are producing are deciding to go play somewhere else.
Or they're like Mexican-Americans and they're like allegiance to USA.
Ricardo Pepi. They're just not the academy. The academies for Liga MX teams right now just aren't there. They're not producing players. They're not bringing out crazy talent. They're not. Right now, Mexico has all these like older players like Ochoa, like Nestor Araujo, like Hector Moreno, like Andres Guardado, who are heading to the World Cup because they could not produce good young players. And we saw at the U20 Championship, United States won. Mexico didn't even make it out of the quarterfinals.
Yeah. Yep. And it is, I mean, I've seen a lot of Spanish media basically saying, like, yeah, like, Liga MX is losing to MLS right now.
Well, 100%.
MLS, you know, in terms of advertising growth, the players that they're attracting, Liga MX is, like, nowhere near it. They're kind of falling at the wayside. So it's tough if you don't want any actual great competitive players to go there. Who was the biggest one that went over there recently? Was it Iniesta? No. Who was it? Some dude
Iniesta
from...
Iniesta did go there.
Are you talking about Gignac?
No.
Alba? Jordi Alba?
Oh, yes.
No, Jordi. Alves. Danny Alves.
Yeah.
Is it Danny Alves?
Danny Alves.
Okay, my bad.
I get those two crossed up all the time.
No, I think Alves still at Barca. I think he's still at Barca. But Alves is with Pumas.
Yep. Yeah.
That's right.
Yeah.
They were like went
he's
down
legit
there.
45 years old.
He is. Yeah. He's so old.
Yeah. And that's what's crazy, right? So
Liga MX is turning into the retirement league?
They are. They really are.
The quality is just not there for that league right now, and it sucks.
But the fact that like Zlatan came and played for Galaxy and then went back to
Inter Milan. Was able to go back to Europe and play, like, get a major
insane,
squad.
Insane, bro.
And the fact that it's MLS insane. Is like selling players en masse.
Yeah,
lately, like
times have changed.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens with Inter Miami and Messi. I hope rumors. Not. Shut as up! You say you hope not, but you'd love to see it. We would all love to see it.
I would buy an Inter Miami Messi shirt.
Yeah,
but I would be sad if, like, for that 1 year, he's going to be here. If
can you imagine if he does that? If Messi does come,
did the fanfare like you thought? Beckham was wild. If you thought Zlatan was wild, if Rooney was wild, like if Messi comes here,
bro, there would be lines around the stadium.
There will be lines around the stadium.
Resell
sold out.
Resell value would be like $1,000 a ticket.
Yeah,
get your season tickets just in case next season.
Like let's pray Miami's coming to town.
Yeah,
With our luck. Well, I mean, we haven't played Inter Miami yet since they joined the league.
I think we played them once.
Did we?
Like their inaugural season? I don't think we have. Pretty sure we did.
Because they started in 2020.
Did they really start in 2020? Yeah. Barely?
They started in 2020.
I swear we've played them.
We have not
Somebody
played Inter
fact
Miami.
Check Alex.
We have not Google. Played Inter Miami.
I feel like
we did.
No, because they started...
Or is it just because we played in the bubble in Florida that I'm just...
Maybe.
Like,
they started COVID year, and they were on the schedule, but then yeah. Everything got canceled. We
they
went to get to the bubble.
COVID? No, they didn't.
Yeah, they did.
No, that's
2020.
Right.
2020. 2020 was their inaugural year.
I remember...
I feel like they've been stinking the league up for a decade.
No, I remember... I feel like LeBron James right now. I remember that I was excited. I remember I was excited to see Inter Miami because they were the new expansion team, and they had like the Lion logo as well. And
that's
I was excited
Orlando.
For them to come, and then the
that's
whole
Orlando.
Is it Orlando?
It's Orlando. Miami has the like Pelicans.
Bro, I'm LeBron. LeBron James. All right, dude. Whatever.
Yeah. So I mean,
did you look it up?
Yeah, Google you're supposed it. To be fact-checking.
Put
serious.
Real Salt Lake versus Inter Miami.
I'm serious. I've
Two
had this
of you guys
conversation.
With iPhones completely useless.
I've had this conversation before. We have not played Inter Miami yet.
If you type that in and a score comes up, or a time, like showing 90-0-0.
Look, watch.
Strike
watch,
one.
Watch.
Don't go to Wikipedia.
I'm not
saying anything right now.
First season, 2020. Inaugural season, 2020. Inter Miami.
So we might get messy, but you know... If Messi comes to town, all of Inter Miami's like games outside of their conference are going to be L.A.
The only
Seattle.
Thing, the only thing that pops up is the U15 MLX Next Cup with Inter Miami.
See,
and
we played them.
Oh my god, doesn't count.
We lost to Javi in the final.
We did lose to Javi.
That was baby Javi.
Maybe that's
right?
What I'm thinking about. Yeah. Santi beat us.
Baby Santi.
All right. Well,
what a goal! Messi, by the way,
Messi. It would be dope if Messi came here.
Messi at MLS, it's happening.
Or yeah. Would you rather see Messi and Ronaldo on the same team at PSG?
Oh no,
yeah.
No.
With Neymar,
no,
and what's his face?
Mbappe. No,
it would be cool though. It would be cool, especially for FIFA. You get when you play that team. Default,
you don't even have to like transfer the player before the season starts. You just have it.
Yeah. Let's see. No, it'd be cool if Messi came. What a competition were they here just for, or were they just training?
Who?
Messi came to the U.S. He was in Inter Miami.
I think it was a friendly.
He was in Miami training because he was saying what's up to Gonzalo.
I think they had a friendly out there.
This is like the last 3 months.
Yeah.
I don't know. I don't care.
And I think they played, a friendly down there.
PSG come in for a friendly?
No, it was a Argentina friendly.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, it was Argentina.
Argentina.
Yeah, he wanted to go say what's up to Pipa Higuain, who is now retired as well.
Yep.
Shout out Pipa. And so, I mean, just with that retirement,
dude,
like, Miami's looking for their next star.
Yeah. Hey, did you see? did you see your friend Federico missed his plane to the LAFC Cup, MLS Cup?
Which one?
What's his name? Federico. He was on your guys' podcast, dude. Like the
Fernando Fiore.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah,
he missed his airplane. Yeah,
he missed his plane. MLS Cup. Where he couldn't be there,
dude.
I felt so bad for him, man.
He was tweeting. He's like, "Oh, you missed my plane." People were like, "You should have booked it a day earlier." It's like,
shut up.
Yeah, for real. All right. Anything else?
No, let's call it.
Do we have some shout outs?
No.
Let's shout out a few local businesses. Park City. Wow. Not Park City.
Oh, it's a Park City Mountain Resort.
Dude, that's a free ad. Is that a real place?
I don't know. I don't think so.
Yeah, that is the literal ski resort in Park City. Okay. Dude. Yes.
What, dude?
Oh, my God.
You gave them a free ad, bro. Look at you. All right. No. I meant to shout out Park Cafe.
Park Cafe, Park City, same thing.
Yeah.
Come on, Andy.
Park Cafe.
I haven't been in so long, and I'm craving it so bad.
Yeah, go check in.
Some biscuits and gravy.
Go check in. Say hello to the boss, Sean Miller. Great, great restaurant. Have you? You've been. Yeah, we took you. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I told you a very intimate personal story there. Don't share.
You should name your next dog Poseidon.
Poseidon.
And have him give you kisses.
Yeah.
I didn't give it away.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. All
right. So what's your favorite dish to get at Park Cafe? You?
Me?
Yeah.
Oh, dude, a double-double. Not a double-double, wrong restaurant.
Bro, you're an
idiot.
I'm
tired, dude.
Yeah, you're an idiot.
A double play, extra egg, scrambled hard, sourdough.
Yeah. You, what did you get when you went?
Dude, I think I just got the like one of the sampler plates.
Sampler plates?
Yeah.
Doesn't
what?
Exist.
They just had like, well, I don't know.
You
what
got a double-double.
Oh, I don't know what it's called there, but they just a bunch
a
of
a double
eggs.
I said it again. So, a double plate.
I think it was the double plate.
You get the Grand Slam at Denny's, don't you?
Yeah.
Yeah, you get out of here.
Isaac?
Shout out Ruben, bro.
It's been a long day. It's been a while since I've been there, but I'll just say the double play is a good one.
You don't remember?
I don't remember.
Yeah. Ruben Santos?
Yeah, Ruben Santos, bro.
I don't be reading the menu.
He heard the story too, bro.
Yeah, Ruben Santos. Check this out. I heard some things about Ruben Santos.
Oh, boy.
I heard some things, bro. All good things. And with that, we'll conclude.
Spill the tea.
The RSL show. Thanks for listening on the KSL Sports Network. We'll be back with more sporadic shows in the off season, and next season we'll be back with full RSL content. Is there anything else you guys would like to share today?
Nope.
All right, cool. You good?
Good.
All right. Isaac, you good?
I'm good.
Very cool. Oh, dude, by the way, movies to watch. Your Bad Bunny shirt, Bullet Train. Go watch Bullet Train. Great movie. It's got Brad Pitt. Have you seen it?
Yes.
Great movie.
It's a good movie. Also, Barbarian.
Haven't seen that.
It's on HBO Max.
Oh, Barbarian's a good, wild, good movie. Dude. You should watch it.
You guys see Black Panther yet?
No. Yeah, I did.
It was emotional.
Oh, I loved
it. No spoilers.
Loved it.
Yeah, no spoilers.
I loved it.
Emotional?
Yeah, dude.
You're too invested in that DC Marvel stuff, right?
I love it, bro.
I'm not. I was watching him like I just, no.
Very moving. Almost gave me goosebumps.
Let me ask you this. Right, you stayed after the credits, right, to see like the end scene?
If
there is one. Okay, see, me... The movie ended. I couldn't wait to get the hell out of there. I don't care about superhero movies. They're terrible.
Disrespectful, bro.
Yeah. The only good superhero movie out there ever is Spider-Man with Tobey Maguire. All right. Have a good night, guys. We'll see you guys later. Josh, your face, you're raging. Anything you got to say? Is that it?
You don't think like the original Hulk movie was better? Or Green Lantern with Ryan Reynolds? Or what other shitty ones could we talk about?
I feel like you were a Batman fan, weren't you?
Yeah, there you go.
Like the original Batman?
Like which one?
Yeah, which like one? Mark Keaton?
The one you grew up with, I don't know.
Oh, dude, we had this whole debate. We did a breakfast show on it, remember?
About the best Batman?
The best Batman, yeah. Who was yours?
It was Gareth Bale at the time.
Dude. He is Batman.
It was Christian Bale at the time.
Can you imagine Gareth Bale as Batman, bro?
No.
Yeah.
But I'm going to be completely honest here. That answer has changed to Robert Pattinson.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
That last Batman was incredible.
You love sitting there waiting 3 hours
It was an incredible Batman movie.
Something is in the way.
Yeah, the cinematography was good.
Incredible Batman movie.
George Clooney is for me.
You're disgusting.
Yeah. Did you ever watch Batman?
I did, yeah.
Yeah? Did you like which one? Which one was your favorite Batman?
I'm gonna be super basic and just say The Dark Knight.
What's his name?
So Gareth Bale.
Gareth Bale. I mean like the actual movie. Like actual movie. That movie was crazy.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
A little funny fact about Andy.
Oh, boy.
Can't remember the guy's name, but the guy that voiced Batman in the cartoons just died.
Oh, Mark
Anthony.
I was about to say Mark Hamill. Kevin Conroy or whatever.
Yeah, Kevin Conroy.
Yeah,
RIP.
I was
going
to say Mark Hamill, but Mark
Andy
Hamill's
texts us like, I can't believe Mark Eaton died.
No, I didn't say that.
Yeah, you sent a picture of him and said, I can't believe he died. And it was the wrong Batman, dude.
It wasn't at all.
Michael Keaton?
Yeah. Whatever. I'm tired, dog.
No, dude.
Not the Jazz Center of old. Yeah, the actor.
No, I won't even clarify that. That's not a true story. Dude. I'm just baffled that you said Mark Anthony.
No, I was going to say Mark Hamill.
Oh, but
I was going to say Mark Hamill. But
Mark Hamill was Luke Skywalker.
Yeah,
bro.
Dude. What are you talking about?
Luke Skywalker. He was the Joker.
Yeah, he was the Joker.
But he was never Batman.
I know. That's why I like mixed them up. That's why I stopped myself. Oh, you know what? Shut up.
But also, Mark Anthony, they found him and Cleopatra's tomb. They think. For the history nerds out there.
What?
I saw that.
I think they found Cleopatra and Mark Anthony's
No.
Bro, when I think of Mark Anthony, I think of Jennifer Lopez.
That's why I went there, just to throw you off, dude.
Is that the one that goes, Dali?
Dali.
No, that's Pitbull.
Oh, okay.
That's Mr. 305.
All right, dude. Hey, reach into your wallet and give me your Hispanic card right now, bro.
All right. That's the end of the show, guys.
Let me ask you one more. Let me actually tell you something that I saw on a podcast the other day. They said that they've never found an actual like pharaoh inside an actual tomb inside of a pyramid. They're always outside.
Yeah.
Why is that?
I think it was
from grave robbers.
Yeah,
grave robbers.
Grave robbers.
Yeah, dude. And the pyramids are actually UFOs that fly, and the tops come off, and they have laser beams in them. So why would they bury them in that?
All right. All right, guys, take it easy.
Shout out Star Wars. Bro.
Have a great show.
Shout out Star Wars.